267-1023, 267-1023. If you want to be part of the show, in the house is, of course, the Trout Professor, Rob Prytula. And also we have in here Billy Swan from SCI. Been listening to an interview with Craig Boddington, who's going to be their special guest at their event on March 9th, coming up very quickly, just a few weeks away. And give us a call. We'll talk about anything and everything that you have an interest in. Billy's a big hunter. And I don't think there's anything you won't talk about as far as hunting's concerned, is there?
No, there's not. I like it all. I'm not much of a bird hunter anymore like I used to be. I do a little dove hunting, but anything else I can get out up in the mountain goat and stuff, I might have to ask for some help on some talking, like I know what I'm talking about on those. But yeah, it's I really enjoy getting out in the outdoors, and I really think that if more youth got involved, not necessarily, I don't have to go hunting, but just, you know, go fishing or get out in the woods and enjoy the outdoors, hike. You know, I love to look at wildflowers. That's one of my favorite things to do in the springtime, and I think people really think that, you know, some that don't understand hunters, that, you know, all we're out there is just to shoot and shoot. And sometimes I kind of wish it was that way, because I think this last year I spent 71 hours in tree stand in November, and I logged it all, and I saw 14 deer. So the whole idea, the notion that you go out there and you're ambushing these poor innocent deer that are walking around, I'll challenge anybody to that conversation.
Anybody that says that's never been a hunter.
Yeah, and I don't want to, you know, label them as the enemy, though, but I mean, they, you know, I think you know, education, if people, you know, of course I'm jumping around here, but you know, when I grew up in high school, hunter safety course was just par for the course. That was just one of the things you did. And you taught some basic gun safety, some basic woodsman skills, basic survival skills, and a little bit of education on game identification and hunting. And you know, what happens if you're out in the woods by yourself a mile from the car and you break your leg? You know, what's the first thing you do? They teach you these things. And I really think that if people had a little bit more of that, you might not see as many of these incidents like are going on in the country today.
Well, I don't disagree. Now, you guys have another thing coming up. You mentioned in the first hour your SCI is the second largest gun lobby, up behind only the NRA.
That's correct.
And you guys did something, what was it, about a month ago when you did the giveaway out at Sportsman's Warehouse. Rob's actually wearing one of the shirts that says Tennessee Valley Chapter SCI First for Hunters. And on the back has, I support the Second Amendment to
ARs.
ARs.
in the fashion cross there.
Yeah. And then it's got something in
Molon Lave, which basically means come and take them.
Come and take them. which actually goes back to the Romans, right?
Absolutely. And that was, I used to know the full history behind that. There was a, we'll just say there was a battle a long, long time ago, and one side was told by the other to lay down your arms and surrender, and that was their response. It's just come and take them.
Come and take them.
Yeah, you want them, you come get them.
Come and take them. And you guys are going to be doing another shirt where you can, what are they? How much are you going to charge?
What we're going to do next Saturday, it's ironically 223, which is the
The evil caliber that everybody's
talking
about.
The evil caliber that nobody hunts with, which is completely false. I know many people that hunt with the 223. Matter of fact, it's probably the most popular rifle for varmint hunting, which is, I'm going to say, you know, varmint calling and varmint hunting. You don't see a lot of it around here, but out west, that's that's the second to mule deer or whitetail hunting, bird hunting. That varmint hunting is right up there on the list of things to do, absolutely. But yes, 223, we're going to be out at Sportsman's Warehouse. We've got their shirts last year were a huge success. They were gone just in seconds. And then they are, there is a cost involved in producing those, Tony, so we're going to try to recoup. We gave the last ones away, no charge. All we asked for was just a name. We could send you an invitation to our fundraiser. But I think this time around, if you'll join our organization, we'll give you a shirt, or if you want to purchase one, I think we're going to charge $10 for them, which is maybe a dollar or two more than what we've got in.
Right.
We're just going to do that because they were such a success and people really want them, and we want to get the word out that the Second Amendment, it's not there for hunting, people. It's not there to protect your house. You know, it's there to protect our country.
Right.
Us as people to protect the government from basically doing what they're trying to do right now, which is take away your right. To bear arms.
The debate's always been there, but it just seems like right now it's, I don't know if you watch the State of the Union or not, but I watched it and I kept waiting. All right, we know you're going to talk about it. When are you going to talk about it?
Save the best for last, right?
and that's how pretty much how he ended the State of the Union was, give them a vote, give them a vote. Well, the problem is most of the Congress doesn't want to. They're not wanting to go down this path. This is a president that his own party's not even supporting right now because. It's there's a lot more to it than just it's just crazy.
I'm sitting here looking. Everybody is going on the debate on the 223 caliber, and I'm looking at some of your on the SCI homepage, which is Chattanooga chapter SCI.org.
Correct.
It also has information on your banquet there. I'm looking at some of your member pictures, and I'm looking at something that I remember as a kid. Javelinas, or is
collared peccary?
Collared peccary. I always called them javelinas.
That's really what I guess 99% of the people call them as. But
they are a hog-like creature, and that would be perfect.
Absolutely,
for a 223 caliber. Because you don't want to shoot them with anything bigger because they're
not very big.
They're about the size of maybe a little bit bigger than a Labrador.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest misconception with the 223 and is that it's what the military uses. It looks like what the military carries, but it's not what the military carries. It's nothing more than a semi-automatic magazine-fed rifle, no different than the Browning 30-06 BAR, no different than the Remington 742 Woodmaster that comes in 243. It's being demonized is all it is, and people need to do some research. Go back and look, study your firearms and your weapons and educate yourself, because if you watch the news and you're listening to what the people are saying on the news, it's inaccurate information, what they're saying. There's people that don't know what they're talking about. Arguing with people that don't know what they're talking about something they don't know what they're talking about. So if you watch that, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's not.
That's where you get your information.
It's not just there. Heck, on this airways through the week, you hear a lot of my Lord.
Nonsense. And it's, I don't want to label those people as bad people. They are uneducated on the subject. And I really feel that. Like I said earlier with the hunter education program, people are scared of firearms because they've never been around them. It's a tool and used improperly. It can be like anything else. But, you know, I grew up around guns. My kids have grown up around weapons. I don't have a bit of problem.
Right.
When I was 6 or 7 years old, I was squirrel hunting by myself. I mean, right. I've got pictures. I go back and look at the pictures like, holy smokes, I did that?
Yeah.
You know, and here I am. I'm fine, you know. It's just all about being, you know, safe. Education.
Well, you know, I laugh, and Lord knows I wouldn't do it now because I'm sure I'd end up in jail. But when I grew up, there was a 357 Magnum and a 38 in the top drawer of my dad's chest of drawers. I knew where it was, and I knew, by golly, I wasn't going to touch it. And there was a respect thing. Nowadays, my goodness, I think so. Yeah, it's, you know, now everything's behind safes and, you know, safes inside of safes, and it's, you know, because it's just, it's gotten so crazy.
You know, I'm a firm believer in gun safes. I've got two of them. I think my dad's got three or four. There's nothing wrong with them. As a matter of fact, it's a great tool as part of hunter safety. They teach you to, you know, keep your guns locked up. And, you know, you think about that, these kids that have gotten a hold of these weapons, if those were in a gun safe like they're supposed to be, like a responsible firearm owner would, especially in a situation where you know you've got a problematic child. I mean, it's crazy to... I can't believe that a person would allow access to something like that, knowing that they've got a situation in hand. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, folks, don't forget our friends at Beatty Fertilizer. For all you guys getting ready to start working on the food plots, Beatty Fertilizer has been around Bradley County since 1930. They have been in the fertilizer business since 1976. And their chemist has developed a food plot specific fertilizer that will make your food plot grow like you cannot imagine. Beatty Fertilizer. Check them out at 472-5491, 472-5491, or toll free at 877-255-0797. We're going to get John in here in the very near future to talk a little bit more about his great product. Tony Sanders Outdoors will be right back. Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors. Wow, we've gone through an hour and a half of the show, man. It has flown by.
It has.
It always does.
And what's coming up on the calendar, Rob? There's quite a few things.
Quite a few things. Actually, today out at Sportsman's Warehouse from 1 to 4 is something near and dear to my heart, getting ready for trout season. Brian from the fishing department will be presenting getting ready for trout season. He's going to be talking about fishing in the mountains and all the equipment you need for catching trout.
And I bet they have most of it there, right?
They do indeed.
I know they have, was it Temple Fork?
They do.
Fly rods, which are nice.
Yes. In fact, they just got a shipment in. I talked to them last week, I think, and they were getting in a shipment of Temple Fork fly rods.
Good stuff.
Going on currently is the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention in
Nashville
at the Gaylord Opryland Center. The Cherokee chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is going to be having their fundraiser at Chester Frost Park at 5:30 on the 2nd. And the 9th is the SCI banquet.
Right.
And that's going to be at the convention center.
Correct.
You'll learn English.
Yeah, I will eventually learn English and
it's a good thing you're
be able
professional.
To talk. Oh, yeah. Consummate professional cat-like reflexes. Great hair, too. But coming up out at Sportsman's Warehouse on the 9th, Craig Boddington will be out at Sportsman's Warehouse from 11 to 12 signing books. So
right.
If anybody wants to meet Craig out at Sportsman's, he will be there. Also on the 9th, Balloon Pop. The first 400 families get a balloon.
That is my favorite day.
That is your favorite day. And inside the balloon is a number, and it can be anywhere from 5% off your purchase to totally free.
Correct.
And also on the 9th, they're having a lot going on out at Sportsman's. It's Wild Turkey Weekend.
Yep.
and they're going to have a lot of wild turkey stuff going on. It's going to be balloon pop. They've got. I talked to Carl yesterday. He is really excited.
Is he, has he been blowing up the balloons?
He's full of hot air, so I don't know. He might be. But we'll see. The balloon pop, again, anywhere from 5% to free, and he told me a horror story that you are well aware of.
Which one?
The two shotguns.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, people don't realize there's not a lot of profit in guns. There's a lot of, there's they make their money on everything that goes with the guns, but the gun, there's never been, this guy comes out there. Now, here's the way the balloon pop, and I love this, okay? You make your purchase, and right before they, you know, tell you how much you owe, they pop a balloon and you get so much off. So, you know, you can't just go in there and get ready. And I mean, you actually have to go through the purchase, right? This guy comes in and buys two Silver Pigeon Beretta shotguns.
What's that, $3,000?
About $3,000 a pop. and now the guy's getting ready to drop. I think his total bill is a little bit over $7,000. So, I mean, he's making a serious purchase.
That's some coin right there.
And you talk about some pucker factor. Jim Rhodes and Carl were holding their breath as this guy was getting ready to pop the balloon. And if I'm not mistaken, he popped, because I was there, I only say he popped a 25% off balloon.
Still pretty good.
Oh, you ain't kidding. It's good. Not as good as 100% off. Now, that was the same time I bought two safes and popped. I think I got 10% off.
Hey.
So, I mean, you know, paid the taxes.
Hey, it's going to be a great event out there.
Oh, I love it. I love balloon pop. Matter of fact, every year I usually buy something. Last year I bought a Zeiss scope for my new hunting rifle on balloon pop day. So,
there's a good guys out there.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe this year you need to pick up one of those TFOs, pick up another one.
You never know. I might. So, yeah, it'll be fun. 267-1023. Not a lot of callers today. We've been kind of just chit-chatting. And actually, I enjoy that when we have a good show. We got some good stuff coming up, too, on the show. Next week, we have Will Lillard. I don't know if you've heard of this guy's very interesting guy. Young man. And very outdoor related and educated. I think his master's from NYU.
Uh-huh.
But he started an outdoor adventure, fly fishing. You, basically a week or so. You're hiking, you're up in the mountains, fly fishing camp. And he's going to be in town for Outdoor Chattanooga doing something with them. And he's going to be in here. I'll actually be in Nashville giving away money from all the money we raised from Friends of NRA. I'll be over there giving away the money. But Will's going to be in here with Rob talking about his fly fishing. It's really a very interesting thing that they do. So I'm looking forward to that look forward to hearing the playback on that. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Tony, what's up?
just trying to stay out of trouble.
Good morning. I'm on the way to work this morning, and I was listening, and I heard you guys mention Monon Lave, come and get me.
Yes.
And as a responsible Greek here in Chattanooga, I had to call you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
It's not Roman.
Is it not Roman? Okay.
I was going because I speak Latin, and I wasn't thinking it was Latin. I was doing some
Greek, I believe.
Yeah.
He says it is Greek. So
it is Greek. It's Leonidas in the Thermopylae battle responding to the Persians saying, yes, come and get me.
There you go.
And
that's
he had 300 people left, and they said surrender, and he said no. And that's the famous story of Leonidas in the 300 based on the movie as well, you know?
You know, we have just filled the education requirement of our show. Thank you so much, Mark.
I mean, I know there's not a lot of Greeks in Chattanooga, so I had to speak up.
Well, glad you did, yeah. Way to represent, man.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
There we go. So it's Greek.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, way to go, Rob.
I wasn't going to correct you because I wasn't exactly 100% sure on it, but what I had read was correct. But.
Anyway, so now we know. It is Greek. He was standing up to the Persians, and that was a polite way,
your arms
a polite way to say, up yours.
Yeah. You want them, come get them.
Come get them.
I think that was an early form of
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey. Question about Tennessee licenses. You may have been asked it before, but I've been buying licenses, you know, since I was a kid, and when you had to buy a license, and they always have it at the, you have to buy your new license, and you know, for March 1st. And 2 months ago, this was the first year I hadn't bought a license, and I was like, I got to wait 2 more months before I buy a license, so I haven't been fishing at all for 2 months. I'm just wondering why Tennessee doesn't open it up like Florida. You just walk in and buy your license. It's good for the year from the date of purchase.
You know, I know there's a reason for it, but I don't know what it is. I agree with you because I think Georgia is the same way. I think it's good for a year.
Calendar date of purchase to calendar date of expiration. Yeah. Whatever day you buy it, that's when it expires.
Tennessee's correct. Always been, and I think you can actually buy it. Like the if you buy one in February, I think you actually can get 13 months. I think. I may be wrong.
I'm not sure. I know, a fishing license, if you're just buying a fishing license, that's, $15?
Yeah, if you're just doing the fishing only.
Yeah, I always buy the sportsman's license. So I have no clue what the other covers everything.
It's like $48, including your trout stamp.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the... He was saying the regular license without any stamps is just the basic fishing license. Yeah, once you get the trout stamp on there and all the other stamps, it goes up to about $48, which is what I pay every year.
I tell you what, heck, we can find out. We can ask.
I've asked that question. I personally asked that question before, and it is from what I've understood, one of the answers I've gotten, I don't know how accurate it is, was that they know the date. It's like... most budgets start in government or in business.
July 1,
you know you have an operating budget from this point to this point. And I believe whenever it was set, this is their starting date. So they know they have an operating budget of this calendar.
So many dollars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when their revenue comes in, and they will know and can do a forecast budget.
And see,
on a specific
the
day.
One thing I know about TWRA, they do not receive any money from the general fund. All their money comes from license, as well as a little bit they get from the federal government through different acts and stuff they're out. But they do not get anything from the general budget. And so, I bought a lifetime, and I don't ever buy a license anymore, and I really don't stay up on it at all anymore.
Oh, hindsight is foresight. If I had done it when they first came out with it, it was only $200, and I was like, I missed that opportunity. Now it's like $1,600.
Yeah, no, I guarantee one of the first purchases I made for my grandson was a lifetime license, so he'll never, ever have to buy a license in Tennessee anyway.
I'm in the same boat as you are. I remember when it was $200. I thought, nah, you know.
Yeah. And now, Sportsman's Warehouse sponsored some of the stuff out at the Wild Game Dinner for Silverdale.
Yes, they did.
And we appreciated that. I had a great time there. Good food, and the speaker was awesome.
Yeah, I tell you what, I hate that I couldn't get up to Bayside. I hate y'all had them on the same night, but I'm Mark Hodges, and I go way back in. Rob and I had a great time at Silverdale. It was a wonderful time out there.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for the show, too, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You know, one thing that they do at Silverdale that is so nice for vendors, they bring you food.
They bring you good food.
They bring you the wild game to eat. And
at
the booth, which makes it so nice because you can keep working. Because we work for 3.5 hours while we were there the whole time. And it was just nice for them to do that. That's something I've always appreciated them doing. Tony Sanders Outdoors. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Tony Sanders Outdoors. I was waiting for the music to start. Come on.
Yeah, this is a long intro, bro.
It is.
We can talk over it. You know, there we go.
Finally. All right, Tony Sanders Outdoors, 267-1023, 267-1023. Hey, it's cold again, hot again, cold again, hot again, cold again, hot again. Call Action Air.
Yeah, right? You need to definitely call Action Air. You know how I know it's cold today?
Jed's got on pants.
Jed is not wearing shorts. He just walked in. He's got on long pants, so you know it's cold outside.
It's the second time in this year.
I think so.
It must be a hard freeze out there.
It must be.
Give Action Air a call. Eric and the guys out there at Action Air, call actionair.com, callactionair.com, 842-5575, 842-5575. I call Action Air because I do not like to have non-working air conditioning or heater. I can assure you.
And if you don't, Mama ain't happy.
That's an understatement.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about the wild game dinner. I got a story for you. New York County Health Department shuts down church's wild game dinner. Madison County, New York Health Department shut down the 28th annual Open Door Baptist Church wild game dinner scheduled for February 9th under the sanitary code violations because dishes, including crow, venison, and woodchuck, were offered for public consumption. An inspector was dispatched and deemed that the food was in violation because it was not FDA approved.
And people wonder why I don't live in the nanny state of New York.
Yeah, when you said New York, that was the...
That was the first giveaway.
Yeah, that was the first giveaway.
Okay, come on, folks. People donate all this meat 27 years in a row.
Right.
And this year we want to shut them down.
Yeah, the crow had not been through inspection.
Hmm. Now, why would you eat crow anyway? I know you can, but...
Hey, possum is awesome.
I eat crow quite often.
Yeah, but I was about to say, we occasionally do here.
Let's talk to Brent. Hey, Brent.
Good morning, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
What's
yourself?
Going on in the outdoor world today? A little hunting and fishing?
No, actually, we've been talking a lot of hunting today.
We got turkey season just around the corner, don't we?
You're not in the remotely excited about that, are you?
Well, you know what? We're actually going to try it this year, Tony.
Good.
We're going on a youth hunt, and we're going to go try that. So everybody tells me don't do it because it's so addictive. So fishing's already cranked up, but we're going to take some time out turkey hunting this year.
Well, good. Good. Yeah, we're actually going to be switching to a little bit of fishing here coming up. And for those of you who don't recognize, this is Brent Brady. How did your Guntersville trip go besides, you know, were you able to keep the ice off the rod?
Well, I've got a picture of about an inch and a half of snow in the boat before it changed over to rain. And, you know, Tony, you and I have talked about this a couple times. As much as I've been out in the weather, I would pick about 17 or 18 degrees with the sun out and no wind, as opposed to about 34 or 38 and it raining. I mean, that's just that's not a real happy time out there on the water. You just get so wet, and no matter how many times you change gloves, those fingers keep getting wet while you're fishing.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
But, hey, I was going to share something exciting with you. You and I had talked a little bit about this. Of course, we have been having our meetings, and all the entry forms are out for our 7th annual. It's hard to believe. Sportsman's Warehouse Tournament, but we've added a twist this year. We are doing a family fun fishing derby, and we're weighing biggest crappie, biggest brim, and biggest catfish, and paying 3 categories, and it's only $25 per person, and you can fish from any lake or pond. You can register at Sportsman's Warehouse. You can go anytime during the day. You just come over to the weigh-in at 5 o'clock on May the 4th, that afternoon, to come weigh your brim, crappie, or catfish in those categories. So
you're going to run this in conjunction with the 7th Annual Sportsman's Warehouse Dream Bass Tournament?
We are. It's going to be the same day. The bass tournament will weigh in and be over with at 3 o'clock, and the weigh-in on this won't start until 5 o'clock.
So can I pay and fish both?
You sure can. You actually can. And some people have talked about, after they weigh in on the bass tournament, going back out and brim or cat fishing or crappie fishing in the next couple hours. So it's exciting. Tony, we want to give away to include people that maybe don't tournament fish.
Sure.
That might not necessarily have a boat that can fish off the bank. That can, you know, get up when they want to. But good way to include the family, father and sons, mother and daughters, grandparents, uncles. It doesn't matter. Everybody's eligible. There's no age limit, and they can go by Sportsman's Warehouse to register.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad to hear that you finally got that pulled off. You've been talking about it for a while now, and that's awesome.
Well, yes, and we felt like it'd be a good way to reach out, and I know you've got a lot of listeners that do a lot of different types of fishing, and so just want to get the news out there. There's a lot of entry forms at most of the area tackle stores now, so just got them out this week.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'll definitely start pushing that, and that's exciting because that's going to bring a lot more people to the deal. That's going to be
absolutely
great.
And, Tony, we appreciate you. I know you're out there every year participating, and we have the Talk Monster out there, and we sure do appreciate your support, and look forward to seeing you again this year.
All right, Brent. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Tony.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That's exciting. Brent Brady talking about he's adding a new thing to the Sportsman's Dream Tournament, which is going to be pretty much open to anybody now.
A little twist there. I like it.
I like that. All right. Man, can't get the brakes come so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just quick. When we come back, we'll wrap up with SCI in here and talk about their one final chance to talk about their event coming up on March 9th with international hunter Craig Bach.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Red and white, blue suede shoes.
Tony Sanders Outdoors wrapping up this wonderful February cool, chill morning. It's about high already. It's going to be this like all day long. All right, Billy, we just got just a few minutes here. SCI deal, March 9th.
Yep, Trade Center. And we want to get the message out real quick, too, that SCI, we represent all hunters. You know, if you're a bird hunter or a rabbit hunter, if you're a fisherman, you know, we're there for you.
You mean you're gonna represent Rob?
Well, maybe March, just for a little bit, March 9th.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, and if you're a world traveler hunter, you know, that's we're that too. But I think we get the misconception out there that we're an elitist group or something, or we're just about going to Africa, and that's not the case. And that, you know,
and Billy, I did. That's what I thought until I got to know you guys.
Yeah, it's the name, and that's why we do the S. We're known as SCI now.
Yeah.
And the best analogy I can say is back the Kentucky Fried Chicken days. You know, and the fried food got to be the bad thing, so they changed their name to KFC.
Right.
In order to to get away from that the idea of it all being fried food there.
Sure.
Even though it still is, but not us. We're you'll come to our banquets, and I would say the overwhelming majority of people there are not Africa. You know, people that go to Africa and only hunt there. It's guys that deer hunt on the weekends, just like us.
Right.
Make a few trips out west if they can. But we're. I'm going to hit just a couple of quick items here. We've got a bill fishing trip to Panama. For four, that'd be a great trip to go down and try to catch your marlin or your sailfish. Whitetail deer hunt here in Tennessee, up in I guess it's Middle Tennessee. You know, for a 150-inch or better deer, that's a great hunt. And for the first time ever, we've got an elephant hunt in Zimbabwe. First time we've ever had an elephant hunt to offer, and a real low reserve on that.
Right.
Talking about Africa. Here's a lioness in Plains game for one hunter. Of course, the pheasant. I'm sorry.
And you're gonna have guns to go.
Oh yeah. We've got a lot of guns this year. They've been hard to find, very hard to find. Just due to the fact that there's been a big run on them. Thanks to Carl out of Sportsman Warehouse. He's helped us locate them. Of course, we SCI ships us guns in through connections they've set up for our local chapters. So he's been gracious to accept those for us and handle them. We've got a Montana Arms right here. I'm looking at it right now. A custom gun with a Zeiss scope and caliber and 7mm Magnum. We'll be auctioning off several pistols. I know we've got some Oh, I think we got a Bushmaster, maybe. Well, it's not really. It's a. Oh, it looks like an AR rifle. Real nice firearm. And here's a real good one here. We got a CZ's Safari rifle, calibered in 416 Rigby. So that's going to auction in conjunction with the elephant hunt there. A guy could buy that and have a gun and a trip to go.
It's a sweet deal. Know,
yeah. But anyway, we just got some great things, lots of raffle items. I know I've seen a pair of Zeiss binoculars come in UPS, two Yeti coolers. We're going to have a side-by-side electric vehicle there that we'll be raffling off.
SCI is a great banquet, and that's again on March 9th. And don't forget, you've got, I don't know how many, you got 39 at least tickets.
Yeah. I think I've gotten, there's probably about 20 spots left if I had to
so
guess.
So you got about 20 spots left for the private seminar with Craig Boddington. And that's going to be at 3:30 p.m. at March 9th at the Convention Center. So, man, it's a great time. To find out more about it, give Billy a call at 240-0719. 240-0719, or go to ChattanoogaChapterSCI.org, ChattanoogaChapterSCI.org, and you'll be good to go. Billy, it's been great. Thanks for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And don't forget, on 223 Day,
223 Sportsman's Warehouse,
they're going to be selling these awesome shirts with the Greek saying on the back, "Come get me."
Come and take them, yes. And I'll just add the shirts. I'm real picky on what shirts we do. They are good, 100% cotton. My theory is if they're not a good shirt, nobody's going to wear them, so why even do it? But these are good quality shirts.
All right, super. All right, we're out. See you next week. Tony Sanders Outdoors. You've been listening to the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoor Show, your fusion of outdoor information, education, and entertainment. Please take a boy or girl hunting or fishing today.